Outwitting Death. Once upon a time, whether true or not I cannot say, there was an old, old woman. She was older than the gardener who had planted the first tree. Yet she was full of life, full of wisdom, and never dreamed that death might some day come by her way. She washed her clothes and scrubbed the cottage. She cooked her meals and baked her breads. She planted her garden and tended her flowers. She was kind to strangers and was loved by her neighbours. She was busy with life. One day, death remembered the old woman and came knocking on her cottage door. When she saw who he was, she told him she couldn't possibly leave that day. She had just started her laundry, and she needed to rinse the clothes and hang them on the line and then iron them when they were dry. No, but she might be ready the next morning if death would be so kind as to return then. Since death had forgotten about her so many times, he thought it only fair to give her another day to get her life in order. "You can expect me at the same time tomorrow," he said. And then, with his bony finger, he chalked on her door the word, "Tomorrow." And he went away. The next day, death returned. "Old woman, I have come to fetch you." The old woman was tending her rose bushes. "Oh, death. Death, I'm afraid you've made a little mistake. You see, you said you'd come tomorrow." "Tomorrow?" "See for yourself what you wrote on the door." And death looked, and there on the door was the word, "Tomorrow." "Very well, old woman," said death. "I shall come for you tomorrow." And he went away. The next day, death returned. "Old woman, I have come to fetch you." The old woman was sewing a new party dress. "Death? Oh, death, I'm afraid once again you're mistaken. You see, you said you would come tomorrow." "Tomorrow, not today. See for yourself what you wrote on the door." And death looked, and there on the door was the word, "Tomorrow." "Very well, old woman," said death. "I shall come for you tomorrow." And he went away. Well, this went on every day for a month. And at the end of that time, death was getting annoyed. "Old woman, you have been cheating me. I shall come for you one last time." And with his sleeve, he rubbed out the word on the door. Now the old woman was not laughing anymore. She was frightened. She tried and tried to think of a way to outwit death. She was up all night thinking. In the morning, she hadn't thought of anything, so she looked around her cottage for a place to hide. In the corner was a large barrel, and it was filled with honey. She climbed inside and crouched down low, with just her nose sticking out. But then she thought, "Oh, dear, dear. Death is clever. He's sure to find me here." So she climbed out of the barrel of honey. Across the room there was a large chest. She opened the chest and climbed inside. It was filled with goose feathers that she used to make pillows. But then she thought, "Oh dear, death is clever. He's sure to find me here in this chest." So she climbed out of the chest. But just as she did, death burst through the door. He looked around. He couldn't see the old woman anywhere. In her place, he saw a strange creature that was huge, covered with white feathers, and something thick was dripping from it. Death was so startled, he cried out, "Oh!" And the thing screamed back at him, "Oh!" And Death was so frightened that he ran away, and he never returned.